from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, the Steelers had a practice today to wrap things up from Latrobe before they entertain the Texans. First of three exhibition games, 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Acrisure Stadium. You can watch that game with our guy, Bob Pompiani, on the play-by-play on KDK-TV. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Right now, live from the Rivers Casino Sportsbook, it's Pony and Muller. All right, welcome in, everybody. We are live at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. It is a packed house. So many people have made it down here for the final game of Pirates-Padres. Taking this one in, we will have full reaction to this game in this series as soon as it ends over at PNC Park. In the meantime, we've got Malzy to my right. Intern Dom is back at Mission Control with Sonny Gray. Donnie is going to host after us tonight in about 4 hours. Donnie on assignment right now? Was he at practice today?
Not sure what he's doing, but he's not Ernie Banks today. He's merely playing one of two.
He's not penciled in the lineup twice. He got the day game off. He's going to play in the night game.
Yeah, that's why we've got Dom in here, because Donnie has been given a partial day off. He will be completely unfettered. He won't have emptied any of the bullets when he goes on at 6 o'clock tonight.
Few things for you on the Aiyuk thing, Chris, because at 12:15 yesterday, I said this is a done deal. They're hammering out details, basically coming down to I's
Aiyuk
being dotted,
will be a Steeler,
T's being crossed.
He's coming here.
He's coming to Pittsburgh, and all hell broke loose. All the national media and stuff disagreed with me. Even Dulac chimed in and used my terminology.
Yeah, he was definitely going after you
and
directly.
Went against me.
Yep.
And so it's not official yet. And that gives ammunition to the people who have been against me so far. I will say that as of about 4 hours ago, I got a text message from the person who has been my best source on this. And they said, no, nothing new to report here. Not going to tell you anything different from what I've already told you about the situation. Now, if I could play devil's advocate and say, well, let's go through some reasons why an Adam Schefter hasn't now said Brandon Aiyuk is a Steeler, and here's the package of players that are going back to San Francisco in the deal. All right, so this is not anything I've heard. This is just me trying to spitball reasons as to why, at the start of our show today, it's not official. Okay? Here we go. They needed to get Chosen Anderson there. There's one. They worked him out. Apparently they liked what they saw enough. They signed him. Is it possible that before the deal got done with the Steelers, they needed to backfill and make sure they got a wide receiver in there, passed a physical, went through a workout, everything hunky-dory with him. I mean, that's possible, that they needed the extra body before making the deal. Not that Robbie Anderson's Randy Moss, but making sure that their asses weren't bare, I guess, in the situation. I don't love that one, but I think that might be one. The next one is Pearsall got hurt in practice yesterday. I don't know if you saw that. And had a shoulder injury.
Yep.
So that's the guy who they've deemed the Brandon Ayuk replacement. That's why they draft him in the first round. If they're ready to call in a deal and make a deal, but then the guy who is supposed to replace him gets hurt, that might change things. Would you agree with that?
It would certainly change their minds, yes.
So maybe that's it?
Potentially, yeah.
Here is one that has crossed my mind a little bit over the last few hours, and I'm hoping that it's not true. If it is, then my world is going to come crashing down. Then I'm going to need you to pick me up.
Oh, I'm not going to be there to pick you up because I hitched my wagon to you, so I'll be dead too. It'll be like Thelma and Louise of news breaking.
Here is the one, the doomsday scenario. The doomsday scenario is, did I get used by the Steelers to drive up what Cleveland is offering Ayuk in a trade and in a deal? Is Cleveland actually more in this than Aditi said yesterday? And the Steelers are like, well, if we're not going to get him,
we might as well make it hurt them more than it otherwise would.
Yes.
More money, better player, maybe better pick going back.
And if we leak it to somebody in the Pittsburgh sports media who puts this out there and at least makes Cleveland think, oh, no, we've got to up our offer now because the Steelers think this is done. Could that have possibly happened? I mean, I would feel...
Would that source be dead to you?
It would hurt. I mean, if the person came back and said,
yeah, this is
sucks,
what happened,
but this is why I had to do this to you. I don't know. That's a great question.
Well, somebody, I guess, independently of what you've been told, though, I was told I had something passed along to me on Monday. So is somebody else working over me?
So here's what I would say back to that. Would this person be dead to me? No. But how could I ever use them to report any kind of story anymore? I wouldn't be able to do that.
Correct.
Because I would feel like, is this a Trojan horse deal?
Yeah, my little 330 source yesterday, I have to take off the list of people that I can trust on anything.
Yeah, you're done. You're dead to me. I'll still talk to you.
Oh, no, just, only dead as a source. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had to cross somebody off the list. I had somebody, though, tell me Monday night, similar to what you had been hearing, that it was essentially a done deal. And the particular person I heard this from and who they were getting it from, it would be a lot of work going in to randomly drop to me in the course of a different conversation, by the way,
right,
stuff that corroborated what you were hearing.
Because DeFabo came on the air today and said with the midday guys that it's 50-50. And I'm just thinking to myself, again, if it's not the Steelers, what's the other 50%? Him going back to San Francisco and then making him play for $14 million.
I do think you have undersold the San Francisco possibility about
for $14 million?
Yes, toxic locker room or whatever. He has to play. They can toll his contract if he doesn't.
Right.
He has to play. And I know you've said it's all for one and one for all situation, and he gets these guys to play really hard for him. I think rubber meets the road if it comes to that. Brandon Ayuk would go back there, even if he sat for half the season, report for the second half, play the number of games he needed to get the hell out of there, and go. And then they might say, well, we could tag you, but we're not going to. It's so unbelievably toxic, we're not going to bother.
I mean, we lived this with Le'Veon Bell, and he ended up not showing up. Now, he didn't have to because it was a tag and not the last year of his contract.
Correct.
But if what you're saying is a possibility, does a team that's that good even without Brandon Ayuk, do they want, like, the weekly chatter of when is he going to show up? Where is this guy? How do you feel about it? I don't think they do. Because I don't think he's good. I think he's really good. But they're also the most stacked roster in the league, and I don't think they want to put up with that, Chris.
I still think, though, those are all, like, explanations you would tell yourself or you would give to yourself as to why it won't happen when, like, the shortest distance between 2 points here could be he just does go back there. They deal with all the things that you're saying. suck it up for 8 weeks or whatever. When he gets back into the fold, he's motivated to play well because he does want a new contract somewhere else. I can't discount that as a possibility.
I mean, if that happens, my opinion on that, if that's the end result here, then I think the Steelers feel like they were completely misled by the 49ers. And I guess you never say never that you won't do a deal with a team ever again. But I can't imagine that Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin and Art Rooney would feel good about the 49ers if they were basically told, that's good, we're fine with it, we're cool that the deal's done, only to have them come back and say on second thought, now Ricky Pearsall's hurt, we can't trade you Brandon Ayuk, we're going to make him do what he doesn't want to do, sorry about that. I don't know. The Pearsall thing, I don't have enough information on.
I had heard it wasn't that serious of an injury, but we never know. We were told Russell Wilson's calf was like the smallest issue ever, and it still might have been, and they were just using it.
I mean, are they looking at it like, well, we don't think it's a big deal, but let's see how the guy comes back from the injury.
Like, we're going to let Ayuk twist in the wind and wait and wait and wait, and if Pearsall comes back strong and looks good, then okay, we'll pull the trigger on this. Have you ever been used before by a source? To your knowledge, have you ever realized even after the fact without somebody telling you that the best possibility for you getting something wrong was that they were just manipulating the situation through you? You have a very big reach, 100,000 followers. We're all very proud of you.
Ain't gonna be $100,000. Ain't gonna be 100,000 if Brandon Ayuk ends up in Cleveland.
You think you'll get unfollowed?
Oh, they might. I might be put in Twitter jail.
By who?
By the Twitter ombudsmans. By Elon Musk.
The last time the quote-unquote Twitter ombudsmans came out of the woodwork, they got Madden's account and ended up hacking it. And he didn't have it for like 6 months because he got from Twitter _rules.
I'm going to get that thing underneath me that like says this information is questionable.
You're going to get community notes put on your tweets where people just start saying, this is Andrew Filippone. He was manipulated. He was chewed up and spit out on the Brandon Ayuk news.
Yeah, I guarantee the Steelers beat the Falcons.
Well, Mac was making jokes about that on Facebook because Meta AI, they have this stupid thing on Facebook under every post now where the AI will give you a synopsis of what the commenters are saying.
Okay.
And it essentially made it seem like this story is being reported. Many are questioning the validity of the reporting.
And what was Mac's joke about?
I think he was smirking about it, I guess. I don't know. I don't know why he was going after you.
Maybe it's a win-win for him. I get it wrong and the Steelers don't get Ayuk because he thinks Ayuk is too expensive and won't help the team.
I'll tell you the very specific scenario that the Steelers used you to gas up Cleveland's price and therefore hurt them is, I will admit,
that's my insane brain.
I will admit I would have to carry you out of here. I'd have you slumped under, hands under your armpits, dragging
It'd
you out
like
of here.
It'd be like that statue with Mary and Jesus if that
Yeah,
happened.
I would What's be I'd called? Be comforting. Yeah. Oh God, I know what you're talking about too.
Tom, are you a Catholic boy?
Something about isn't that one have like Madonna in it somehow?
Do you know anything about this Mary Jesus statue?
Mary cradling Jesus.
Touchdown.
Have you seen it before?
Like touchdown Jesus?
No.
No.
Not touchdown Jesus.
What are you doing? Come on. Come on.
But it's a very famous statue. I think Da Vinci might have even had a hand in that statue, if I'm not
Now I got to look
mistaken.
It up. Mary holding Jesus.
Yes.
What do we think it's called?
I think Madonna might
Pieta.
Be.
Pieta.
That's it?
Michelangelo's Pieta.
So there was my. So I said I said Leonardo. I got my Ninja
You're talking about
wrong.
This big guy, right? This one right here?
Yes.
Okay, that's the Pieta.
That's going to be you with me.
Just carrying you out. Carrying you out of here.
It's going to be you and Donnie, and I'm going to look like Kellen Winslow Sr.
Coming off
game.
Of the game, off the field.
Against the Dolphins.
I'll call the Rivers Casino staff here. If it breaks today, they'll get a wheelchair. We'll be sending you out of here like Paul Pierce, except you didn't crap your pants. You just crapped on this report.
Right. I mean, I get it. Like,
has your timeline now been dramatically? You still are maintaining this is going to happen, correct?
Because the person that
has not told you anything different.
I appreciate what Joe and Paul said about me today, and I'm just going to say this again.
What did they say about you?
They just said, like, the idea that I would put myself out there like this just to, like, get clicks or get eyeballs is ridiculous because if it's made up or wrong, it's going to make me look bad.
Oh, yeah, you can get clicks and eyeballs just by putting bad sports opinions out there. You don't have to do bad reporting.
Right.
There's a big difference. Like, you get plenty of clicks by saying things that people disagree
and
with.
And I told you guys on Monday, I'm like, man, I was super hesitant with the Ayuk stuff just because I felt like people were so sick of hearing rumors about it. But
me?
Yes, but when I was getting, you were the personification of all that. But who I was hearing this stuff from, like,
Well, it sounds like you're not just hearing it. It sounds like you're not just hearing it from one person. You're also getting corroborating info.
That's the last thing I want to go to. That's the last thing I want to say about this. Like, I followed the abiding principles or guidelines here when it comes to a story, I think, of this magnitude. I had someone who I trust immensely all the way tell me it, and then I followed up with someone else who confirmed it. So okay. I had two, and that's why I went with it. Like, I would not say it's a done deal if I didn't feel like I had two people, because I would have given myself, and Paul and Joe brought this up too, I would have given myself an out. You know, I would have given myself a, it's close, they're working. No, it's done. They're just little things that need to get sorted out before we get a Steelers tweet with his face on it. Yeah. So.
How are you feeling right now overall? I gave you the 1 to 10 confidence scale.
Yeah, I still feel good because 4 hours ago, the person who was behind this report initially told me that nothing had changed. So that gives me peace of mind. But as more time goes on, like I just said to you, if I was playing devil's advocate, here are some things that might have caused what I said initially to be different now. And the Browns one is the one that has me the most on tilt.
There is another person who's very numbers-based who apparently doesn't agree with you either.
Who's that?
The guy who runs SpotTrack, Michael Jannetty, who does all the numbers
Marty
stuff.
Jannetty.
Marty, yes. One half of the Rockers tag team before he got kicked through the barbershop window. Quote, San Francisco never intended to move him. These latest reports support that it's all optics, is his opinion. That's not a very numbers-based argument, but he is another person who does follow this stuff and follows, personnel is his business.
Okay, so we got it. Let me follow up on that when we come back. Text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Camp Chronicles with Ray Fittipaldo at 235, although my guess is we'll do a lot of Ayuk with him. He's also said 50-50. Intern Dom is a headline, and we're right back on the fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beat the fall rush, get 35% off Gutter Helmet. Visit gutterhelmet.com or call 888-5-HELMET. Ray Fittipaldo going to join us from St. Vincent College in about 15 minutes. So Malzi was saying that the guy that runs the website SpotTrack, which is big on
caps and
contracts,
all that stuff.
All that stuff said that he doesn't believe.
He thinks this is more of an optics thing from the Niners, that they've never really intended to move on from him.
Well, if that's true, then everybody's gotten bamboozled here. Right? I mean, not just me. I mean, I would say I look the worst because I said a deal was done. But all these insiders that are not saying this is hogwash, he's going to stay in San Francisco, they're all doing the 49ers.
What's the end game for San Francisco if it's mainly about optics? I'm trying to I might be stupid. I probably am stupid on this. I'm trying to think of if it's all optics on San Francisco's part, what's the end game for them? Just have him play out his contract there?
I don't think it's optical. Like, if anything, I think there would be, like, these trade negotiations would help them, not just from a aesthetic standpoint, like, not just, I don't think they're doing it just for show. I think they might be doing it to say, look, we can't, you're refusing to go to these teams, or this team doesn't have enough assets to trade, whatever, and it would actually have a purpose going through all these trade negotiations.
That's what I mean. What is the purpose that they would be trying to what end would they be doing all these machinations, is my point.
That there's not a fit and you're
best
that's
served
why, that's
here?
Why you're stuck, maybe not even best served, how about just stuck? And try to make it out like some of it is of your own volition. You refuse to go to New England, man.
Like, and then hope that he basically just like says, you know what, I'll go there, go call them back.
Like, does the spot track guy not believe that? That they had a deal done with New England and it just came down to Ayuk saying no? Does he think that that's made up?
Not sure.
It sounds like he does.
Don't know.
If he said it was all a game to end up back in San Francisco, like, it sounds like they were ready to trade him and New England had what they thought was the right amount of money to get him and he still said, no thanks.
I could go get his little podcast from his site and we could see exactly what he thinks.
His podcast from his site.
Yeah, they do a Spot Track podcast.
Man, people, I tell you, the podcast world, they can't stop texting and calling. Podcasts are just, in the podcast world, I am very much in demand right now.
How many requests today?
Several.
I got zero.
Well, but you're in a good spot right now.
Not really. I hitched my wagons to you. And then I said 3:30 TikTok, and absolutely nothing happened whatsoever. So I've already had to eat more crap on this formally than you because I put a deadline on it.
Did you message the person back like the middle finger emoji or something?
Well,
like
I
that?
Just
like,
said,
come on, man. You screwed me here.
No, I just basically, I think the person knew that they kind of screwed me because they said, well, I'm not trusting that person again.
Did you get an apology?
No. Didn't expect one, for the record here. I will continue to just every so often echo within this discussion, we're doing this all for Brandon Ayuk, who I don't even think is close to worth this hassle, or the money that he wants, or anything else.
So you're hoping that there was a snag or there was a last
second
snafu?
I described it to somebody I was talking to yesterday, thusly. I said, Pony is my friend. I would like to see him proven correct here so he can just rub it in people's faces.
Which I would not do, by the way.
From that standpoint, but I would support you if you chose to take a victory lap.
I would not take a victory lap here.
You should, if you get right. I said, I'm of two weird minds. Me, friend of Pony, person who also understands the show, wants the show to have credibility, look at this, that, you know, you might have done all the work here, but I get to take some of the shine if you're right, because I've just, the opposite of guilt by association, success by association. I would like that. People have accused me of riding your and Starkey's coattails in my career thus far. I would say that part of me wants you to be right. The actual football-centric part of me does not. I think this would be a bad move. I think that they would be getting a slightly upgraded version of Deontay Johnson with some of probably not the baggage because they'd be paying him a big-time amount of money, and usually guys are happy with a team when they get a ton of money.
Especially when he's dying to play for this team, apparently, in this coach.
Apparently, but I think it would be of minimal upgrade to them from what they had last year with Pickens and Deontay. So, no, I don't want the deal from a football standpoint to be consummated because I think it's a bad deal. And I think it's them making a mistake and overvaluing a player if they were to bring him in for any kind of reasonable draft haul, and then they were going to give him even close to $30 million. It's just how I feel about it.
What if he were a free agent and they signed him to this contract and they were giving up nothing?
I wouldn't love it still.
You still wouldn't like it?
I think there are three receivers from this year's draft who are going to be immediately basically better than him.
But they couldn't get those guys.
No, I understand. I'm just saying, like, if he's like a – I wouldn't say that those three receivers, and you can guess which three,
Harrison and Harrison,
I wouldn't say those guys are automatically going to be better than, say, Ja'Marr Chase or Justin Jefferson or Tyreek Hill. Or even like Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's a machine in a very good offense. I wouldn't say that about those guys because I don't think it's going to be true. I think that's how far down the ladder I do think Ayuk is among quote-unquote number ones in the league for me. But I realize that I am on something of an island there because the football cognoscenti tells me, the film people tell me he is incredibly dynamic. He helps make that offense go. I know I'm on an island, but that's how I feel. I think locally there is just a ton of stock put in both by fans and unfortunately by the Steelers themselves into the fact that this guy torched them in week one and they can't get that out of their minds.
Well, let's see what Fittipaldo says coming up here in just a few minutes for Camp Chronicles. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge. What am I looking at here?
Did Dom print wrong? Wow. Look who's here.
South Hills Key and Peters.
Look who's here behind us. No, the other way.
Oh, Paul.
Look who's here. Waving, happy. You want to talk about a man in his element, a fish drawn to water.
This is Paul's second home. All right, Rays next. Quick timeout. Intern Dom has a Pirates update, and we're right back on the Fan. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Time to talk to Steelers insider from the PG, Ray Fittipaldo. He is brought to you by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG. Built on relationships, credibility, and integrity, LGKG.com. All right, Ray, you tell us what's going to happen with Brandon Ayuk, buddy.
Uh-oh. We need Dom to put him on. We have not fired up maybe our phone
Ray?
Screen.
Uh-oh. Technical difficulties on Dom's part, or our part.
We don't even have our special laptop fired up down here.
Well, we don't even, is he audio or video? Because they fixed the video part.
Well, if he was
so
video, that wouldn't make a lot of sense because we're not there.
Ray, you there?
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
I still can't hear him, Dom.
Dom, we've got nothing here.
Can you hear him, Dom? Okay. Maybe Ray's afraid of associating with me right now.
You're that radioactive?
That, what's another word for it?
The
I'm
stink?
Like a leper.
The stink?
I'm like a leper.
Of your Brandon Ayuk take?
By the way, leprosy was a horrible disease. Your, like, body parts would start falling off?
Correct. Just, you'd waste away. So
when you say waste away, what do you mean? Like an arm would all of a sudden
like
just
open
fall
sores?
Off?
Yeah, I mean, I think your like body became like gangrenous. You know, you think of two things you get in modern era, and it is just a wild situation. Leprosy and the plague.
Is there now a cure for leprosy after all
I think
these
they
years?
Can treat it. They can definitely cure
it. Because you don't hear that anymore.
They can definitely cure the bubonic plague.
Dom, I could not hear you in my ear. We were too busy talking about leprosy. You should be good.
Let's try one more time. Hello, Ray.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Ray, what are you hearing on Brandon Ayuk? Let's get the latest from you on it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think we are right now where we've been for the last couple of days. The 49ers have not agreed to the Steelers' compensation, or the Steelers have not increased their compensation. And until either of those things happen, I think this is going to be a drawn-out process. I think the only good thing, guys, is, you know, much of the rest of the deal is in place. I mean, it's been reported that Ayuk has negotiated deals with several teams, including the Steelers, so that aspect is done. So whenever the 49ers budge or whenever Omar decides to up his compensation, it could come together rather quickly, but I will warn you, the 49ers don't have to do anything. They can keep Brandon Ayuk through the season. They could have a Le'Veon Bell situation on their hands if they want to play hardball. I just question if that's a smart thing to do, considering where they are in the NFC, being a favorite. I don't know that they want that distraction.
Ray, what do you understand to be, like, the gap in compensation? Is it that the Niners want better draft picks? Do they want a player and the Steelers don't want to include a particular player? Can you fill us in on anything you've been hearing about that gap in terms of a return?
Yeah, I think draft picks. And, you know, I think – I don't know exactly what the Steelers' offer is, but, you know, the 49ers, you know, would like a one and probably more. So I think that's where – the sticking point is, you got to remember, the Steelers are a team, and I know it's a completely different situation, but the Steelers are a team who traded Antonio Brown for a third-round pick. So, you know, I know that's a little bit apples to oranges, but Brandon Ayuk is going into the last year of his contract, okay? The 49ers have no intentions of signing him. So for the Steelers to give up a first-round pick, I think that might be a little bit, you know, too rich for the Steelers or honestly any other team. To give up that much for a guy for, you know, who's not going to be on your roster in 2025. So, you know, John Lynch is holding out. You know, he wants to get what he wants to get, but, you know, in the end, I think probably a second round pick and, you know, maybe another sweetener or two might get it done. I just don't know if the 49ers are going to want to go down that road.
Ray, do you think there's another team?
Well, the Browns are still involved unless something has happened in the last hour or so after practice that I don't know about it. But you know, I think it's the Steelers and Browns or the 49ers. And listen, maybe another team swoops in, but I haven't heard any other teams that are involved right now.
Do you get the sense that the Browns should be seen as an equally, I guess, likely suitor for Brandon Ayuk, if it's just between the Browns and the Steelers? Do you get the sense that it's an even race between those two horses?
I don't think Brandon Ayuk wants to go to the Browns as his first choice. You know, it's interesting. The Pivot podcast was up here today. Ryan Clark and that whole gang was up here. I think they're taping something this afternoon before the team breaks back to Pittsburgh. And it was on their podcast, what, a month or so ago that Ayuk – pretty much said it's going to be the Steelers or the Commanders. Well, the Commanders dropped out about a week ago, and the Steelers are still in it. So, you know, you just look at what he said in the past and, what you know about the situation, and you kind of want to say he controls the situation. You know, if he wants to play hardball, he can do that as well. I know the 49ers can do that. There can be a stalemate for another month. There could be a stalemate until November, until that, you know, there's that date in November where he has to report if he wants to, keep his year of NFL service. So this could be a long and drawn out process. But you would think, guys, with the 49ers in the position they are, you wouldn't think they would want this big distraction going into the season. But they really haven't budged yet, so I'm not going to say they're going to budge anytime soon.
Oh, so is that your way of saying you think there's a better chance he's on the 49ers roster week one than Steelers?
He might not even be on the roster. He might be sitting out. But I'm just saying that they can do that. They could sit there and hold the cards and say, you're gonna be with us. You know, that's part of this whole negotiation. I was covering this team in 2018 when Le'Veon didn't report. And I know, you know, there wasn't a trade scenario there with Le'Veon.
But he also couldn't get fined, though, because he hadn't signed the tag. In this case, if Ayuk doesn't show up, like, he's forfeiting tons of money.
Yeah, but, I mean, in that situation, if Ayuk doesn't show up for the first couple of games and then he decides to go back to the 49ers, do you really think the 49ers will keep that fine money or would they give it back to him in good faith? So
get the game checks back.
But if he signed a new contract, they could probably find a way to compensate him for what he missed. So it's a
man. I feel like that's the one thing everyone's agreed on, that he's not going to get a contract extension from San Francisco, Ray.
Yeah, I mean, that relationship doesn't seem like it's great. I mean, I'm obviously not there, but you know, you read the reports out of San Francisco, and you know, the whole Holden situation, which you know, I think you know, agents have finally found a loophole. You know. It doesn't pay to hold out anymore, but by holding in, these agents and these players can kind of regain some leverage, as we've seen here with Ayuk. So it doesn't happen often, but Ayuk is the big name this year, and you know, we're seeing it play out every single day.
All right, give us a nugget from practice before we let you run here, Ray. They had a light one because they play tomorrow. Give us a take on what you saw today there.
Yeah, I mean, not much. It was a walkthrough, so the fans who showed up literally watched them do, you know, what they would do a day before a game. So there wasn't much to report. I will say, after this week, Fa'utanu was with the ones at right tackle. Today, Jones was back at right tackle. So Fa'utanu is probably not going to start, but I do expect him to get a lot of playing time tomorrow. That's going to be huge for him because they have Danelle Hunter and they have Will Anderson. I think that's going to be a good test for Dan Moore, Broderick Jones, and Fa'utanu tomorrow. And one other nugget, you know, the Steelers are kind of down depth-wise at outside linebacker. TJ is not going to play. Alex Highsmith isn't going to play. DeMarvin Leal, once again, has taken reps at outside linebacker, much like he did it as a rookie when TJ got injured.
Ray, thank you. We'll talk again next week.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Cloudy, low of 74 degrees. Come back with more on that. Steve Palazzolo analyzes Brandon Ayuk. Malzi, not a giant fan. We'll see if Steve, in his infinite wisdom, has Ayuk as one of the best receivers in the NFL. Quick timeout. We're back with more right after this.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.